Hello and welcome to this week's episode of FutureWise, where we discuss latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Dr. Soundarya Rajesh, founder and president of Avtar Group. Now, amidst the coronavirus pandemic, there is a lot of concern about what happens to women and what happens to labor force participation of women across the workplaces. Will COVID change it? Let's find out from Dr. Soundarya. Hello, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Great to speak to you again. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am. So first of all, if I would ask you, would you think that the whole COVID-19 outbreak has impacted jobs for women in India?
So the truth is like this. Women have always occupied a large number of the lower order jobs as far as India is concerned. So if you take jobs and you divide them into lower order, middle order and higher order jobs, you will find that the middle order and the higher order jobs are more capable of being performed at home, whereas the lower order jobs are not that easily convertible into their flexible version. And unfortunately, the way women's workforce participation in India has played out, a lot of women are still at the entry level. And even in the entry level, they occupy jobs or positions which are way more transactional, way more office bound. And as such, converting them into their flexible counterparts is not an easy thing. So therefore, our estimates say that, definitely it has been, I would say, at least 30 to 35% women, of the current number that are working in the Indian workplace have been affected, have been impacted adversely because of COVID.
Okay, all right. And, also a lot of women have gone back to their hometowns, which could be smaller towns. How difficult or easy would you think it is for them to kind of come back to the metro cities that they would be working in?
That is entirely a matter of how demand picks up, Saraswati.
Okay.
If in case, as many economists are predicting, Q3 will see a resurgence and there will be high economic activity, consumption will go up. If all these things happen, it does not make sense people who were migrants of, one level or the other, who had come seek better opportunities to the metros, not to come back. So they will return. If they find that, it does make better economic sense for them to return, they will. But key here is, will it make greater economic sense? The industries which employ migrant workers, especially. And we are talking about, industries which could be manufacturing industries, which are process industries, food. We are talking about retail. All of these industries have employed women. Who, the word migrant, I'm not very sure how qualified I am to actually call someone a migrant or not. For instance, just to give you an example, I am based in Chennai. And we have a large migrant population, in the sense people from a nearby town called Thiruvannamalai, who come to Chennai in search of better opportunities. Now, I'm not sure if they would also qualify as migrants because they've been here for several decades. And even so, they all still have roots back in their cities. So the fact that, they visit their cities very frequently, but still they look for economically, sound opportunities here in Chennai, in a metro, is what we are seeing as the reality, Saraswati. So therefore, it is going to be a question of, will their time be better compensated in a metro where it makes sense for them to come back? Or are they going to build on the lessons that COVID has taught us, which is, reduce consumption, stay at home, don't go outside. There's no need to, keep up with the Joneses. There's no need to buy that latest new product. There's no need to buy that thing. Therefore, when consumption is kept under control, then needs and wants of people are kept under control, then the need for greater economic prosperity in one sense is probably again also brought under some form of a pressure. So then do not know if that is definitely going to lead to the situation of migrant workers, especially women, who will now have further reasons to be kept safe or to, be married off or to, stay in their own home locations to actually come back. So it has to be a very, sound economic strategy for them, if they find benefit in coming back to the places of work.
Okay. Especially, because we are hearing of pay cuts everywhere, and especially in the manufacturing outlets, there could be longer working hours and probably dilution of labor laws as well. So maybe for women who are new mothers, at least, could be tougher for them, right?
I have a feeling that even though there have been a lot of laws, there have been many, many different, variants of government orders and this and that, I think it ultimately boils down to the organization and the organizational culture, Saraswati. Which means I'm saying that if a particular sector or a set of entrepreneurs or that particular entrepreneur believes that, it is only fair that a young mother or a person who's getting into maternity should be paid what they are due, and something like a COVID should not sort of prevent that, then I think that will continue to happen. I do find a lot of the large multinationals not have changed significantly. This is what I'm seeing. I think even if you look at the companies listed in the Working Mother and Avatar Best Companies for Women in India, which we have rolled out and for which applications are in the process of getting, filled and registered, I find that none of these organizations have made very, very drastic changes to their policies. I think culture is still a very core enabler that organizations want to preserve. And I think they're going all out to preserve that cultural identity amidst this pandemic. This is what I'm seeing with the large organizations.
Okay.
The smaller organizations, the MSMEs, are a different story. And in fact, that's where I personally feel it's a kind of a mixed bag, Saraswati. Now I'm looking at the number of organizations that are under the MSME category, and I would say there are something like in the range of about 6.5 crores. About 65 million micro, small and medium enterprises in India. Now, these are the ones, and if you look at how they are split, you will find that almost 58%, close to 60% are in the service industry. About 26% are in manufacturing and other industrial activities, while about 16% are focused on agri. This is how MSMEs are split. Now, if you take this 58%, of MSMEs which are in the service industry, for them, women's workforce participation is a very critical enabler. It's a very critical factor in driving their productivity and profitability. In fact, the MSME segment contributes more by way of economic participation of women than even the large national sector. So you will find that, women who are based in the urban cities, in the tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 cities, who work for MSMEs, you will find almost 55% of women are working for MSMEs. So it's a large segment, a large chunk of women who are there in the MSMEs. And these are women who have definitely got affected in a way. Because obviously, small and medium enterprises found, the pandemic to be an absolute, nadir of their financial performance. They've been struggling to pay salaries. They've been, finding it extremely difficult to even keep their accounts payable, accounts receivables under check. So all of these things are causing a lot of problems for this particular segment. So I do think that the MSME segment's interaction with women, its relationship with the woman profession, with women workers, I think that is due for a big change post-COVID, Saraswati.
Okay. Osman, since you work a lot with firms, especially on diversity as well, would you think post-COVID there could be a few steps which companies could take to make probably job positions more attractive for women?
I think that's a great question. And here too, I'm inclined to think that as much as the large national businesses, you know, the big ones, the conglomerates, the global, you know, companies and the MNCs and so on, I think equally the MSMEs have a very, very big opportunity to make their workplaces more welcoming for women, as also leverage the talent pool, which is in the form of women professionals. See, what has COVID-19 really done, Saraswati? One is, it has reduced the gender chore gap. See, we constantly talk about gender pay gap. We talk about the gender aspiration gap. So many gaps we speak about. But what about something, you know, right inside our homes? The gender chore gap. The contrast in the extent of work, of tasks that a woman does for the home vis-a-vis what a man does. Now, there's a HBR study which puts the number at 333 minutes, which is the average difference in the gender chore gap between a man and a woman in India. Okay. That's the kind of difference. Now, what COVID has done in at least 70% of the households, this gender chore gap has got reduced. A lot of men are chipping in. They are helping their wives with, I mean, in whichever manner, because very clearly there isn't any other way in which they could have handled the pandemic and the subsequent lockdown. So that is one very important thing. And a lot of men are, they have realized very practically what the business of running a home is. So I do expect that there will be greater sensitivity in the minds of men when it comes to discussing about work from home policies or flexibility, or even just, you know, the thought of how does a woman navigate both the work part and the home part of her life. So I think we are definitely going to see greater sensitivity in this. That's my point number one. My point number two is, you know, for the first time in India, 15 million people worked from home. This is the average number per day who have actually worked from home during the pandemic and the subsequent lockdown. That's 15 million people. I'm putting everybody that had access to computers, everybody in a job that could be performed from home, and that's the average that number that comes in. Of these, 2.5 million were women. And in these 2.5 million women, almost 60% worked from home for the first time, very first time. And the experiment seems to have been reasonably successful, Saraswati. That's what I kind of understand. Because the feedback that I'm receiving from business leaders, the feedback that I'm receiving from business owners has been that, yes, we had to literally overnight, you know, move very, very hurriedly into a work from home scenario. But then, hey, we are managing. Our systems held up. Our people worked. We are seeing the productivity happening. And yes, our women were able to manage both home and the work even while working. So this feedback is very big evidence. It's great circumstantial evidence. It's fantastic, you know, actual research. And this is something that we can take to the organizations when they are discussing about whether work from home can actually deliver the kind of productivity that they are looking for. This is evidence. This is hardcore evidence. So this is something I'm really thrilled about. And in fact, I'm sure you'd have read about TCS's borderless workspaces, you know, policy, where they're looking at almost 75% of their workforce continuing to work from home. I've read reports that Twitter, Facebook, and Google are going to continue this and offer untrammeled flexibility to their workers and even conduct interviews virtually and even onboard people virtually. So this is amazing. And you know, during this pandemic, the one segment which has tried out work from home rather effectively has been the MSME segment. This is the first time they have ever tried working from home. Let's assume you're a smallish chartered accounting firm, and you employ about 50 people. For the first time, you had to work with everybody working from home. So you had about, say, 30 to 40% women there, and everyone worked from home. So for the first time, a small, microfinance company, a small, online platform, an entrepreneur who does content creation, aggregating of content, as his business, everyone was able to work from home. So this definitely portends very, very good times ahead, I would say, where an MSME business owner is not going to have major trust issues when it comes to providing work from home for his or her teammates. So this is something that I'm very positive about and I feel very sanguine about.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you, Saraswati. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
I hope COVID makes businesses sit up and take notice and also help improve the labor force participation of women. That's all for today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners want us to cover any topic or you have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.